Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The Minister for the Interior, Christophe Castaner, has been undergoing questioning by a Senate Law Committee over the attack by Michael Arpon last Thursday in which four police employees were killed. It is being alleged that warning signs relating to his radicalisation may have been overlooked. There is now fear of recrimination and blame, as small, seemingly innocuous gestures by Mr. Arpon are now being recognised as clues to his extreme religious leanings. Mr. Castaner was unable to answer why he had been given high-level security clearance, although he has confirmed that Arpon was working alone. 2 weeks after the Lubrizol factory fire in Rouen, the Senate has voted unanimously to create a committee of inquiry. Its goal is to investigate and evaluate how state services intervened in the management of the industrial crisis after the chemical factory caught fire. In a blow for unemployment figures, the Michelin Group has announced its intention to close its plant in the Roche-sur-Yon. The site employs 619 people and will close down by the end of 2020. However, Michelin has given assurances that every employee will be given the opportunity to work for the company elsewhere in France. American senators are preparing to place Turkey under further sanctions for its military action against Kurdish forces in Syria. The US-backed Kurds have already suffered at least 15 fatalities, including 8 civilians, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The UN Security Council is meeting today to try and find a workable solution. And finally, today we'll see two winners of the Nobel Prize for Literature. Awarded by the Swedish Academy, this doubling up is a result of last year's prize-giving being postponed due to a sexual assault scandal. Among the favourites is Maryse Condé from the French Overseas Territory of Guadeloupe. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.